Oh, snaps!
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Well, hello, raw feeders. I am Dee Dee Mercer Moffat, the CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business and we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble. And you know what? We got new t-shirts. They're going to be up on the site soon. They're white, red, sage, black, charcoal, espresso, and they're really cool. But the coolest thing that I've got to tell you today is that our best, most fabulous pet nutritionist, Neely Piazza, is with us today. How are you, Miss Neely?
We're all good. Me and the dogs are sitting in our new chair in the dog room.
A new chair in the dog room. You needed a new, what kind of new chair did you need?
It's one of those great big huge round ones that spins.
Oh, nice.
It's really cool. The dogs love it, so we all fit in it.
And the dogs like to spin? Or they're spinning regardless whether they like it, because you're spinning. So
right,
that's the way it goes. Hey, I'm so glad you're here today, because I've got some different subjects that I want to talk to you about. And I always love to get your take. What is your thought when you hear this? I am going to need to cancel my raw dog food order because I saw my cardiologist and my dog has heart problems, and so we're going to need to go a different direction on the dog's diet.
I think they need to find a new cardiologist.
Well, I do too. But you know what, Neely? We hear that all the time from cardiologists.
I remember you said this was going to be a problem years and years ago when that article came out about DCM. And I read it, and I was like, oh, this is such hogwash. This will never go anywhere. And boy, was I wrong about that. You were totally right about that. If people are not remembering what we're talking about, there was an article that came out that said that dogs needed grains in their diets to prevent DCM. Basically, that's not exactly what it said, but that's what they were hinting at and trying to make you take away from that. And it's total hogwash. And there's been multiple studies about that, and at this point, and there's no connection at all to that, at least not in that direction. And it's remarkable, because there's a lot of holistic vets online that I follow, and they every once in a while they'll talk about it, and they'll have people that have called them for consults or whatever, and have said that their cardiologist has told them, oh no, you need to have your dog on a food with grains because yada yada yada. And I'm like, do you not realize that was total bunk? And what are you talking about? I don't know. It always baffles me that people just don't sit and actually use their common sense and think about what they're being told. I mean, how in the world can a dead, processed, high-carb, synthetic food or feed, it's not even food, it's feed, be more appropriate for a dog in any situation than real food? I mean, what dimension, what universe does that make any sense?
It doesn't make any sense, but
it doesn't.
But I often, you know, I try to step into the senseless world and say, all right, would I agree with this if I didn't really have any information? And probably I would if I didn't do my own research and if this said person in front of me had a title of a cardiologist, which we all know is supposed to understand the heart. Now, we've seen in the human side in the past 2 years where we've had a lot of doctors do things that are contrary to health.
Yeah, exactly.
And not be able to even talk about the things that are great for health. And you know what?
Exactly.
I, I started thinking all of these heart problems that we're seeing in people, right? We're seeing we're seeing massive heart problems in people who have taken the vaccine. And yet what they do with the dogs is that they want to, and remember, guys that are listening out there, dogs have been under a vaccine mandate for a long, long time. And I started thinking, well, most of the pharmaceuticals that are used in the pet industry have been used or are used in the human world. You know, they can say, they can create a narrative that says, all right, well, because the FDA, what they did was they reported that this DCM, the dilated cardiomyopathy in dogs and grain-free dog foods, was because of large amounts of potatoes and legumes and exotic proteins. Now, the exotic proteins doesn't make any sense to me, and nor do I think that the potatoes or the legumes probably have anything to do with DCM if they are real food, even if they're high in the starch. I think that most likely what we're looking at is one, either all of the synthetics that they're putting into the dog food are interrupting taurine production in dogs, not allowing taurine production in dogs because it doesn't have any meat, or Neely, there's something in the vaccines that are causing this and we're just diverting the information over to the food. Now, that's just me pulling a wild sphincter out of the air, but I don't know. What
well,
say you?
You know, you know, I think that all the chronic disease goes back to vaccinosis for dogs and people, basically. I mean, there's definitely more factors involved, you know, it contributing factors, but if you want to get right down to it, to the nuts and bolts of it, chronic disease is basically based in vaccine injury. I've not met any dog with any chronic disease that doesn't have evidence of vaccinosis. I mean, that's just the way it is. But it's so accepted that vaccines are safe and effective, which anybody that puts any effort into looking into that statement will soon find out that that is 100% untrue in any capacity for animals or people. The vast majority of problems that we see go right back to that, and the synthetic and high starch and inappropriate nutrition just exacerbates the whole thing and brings it out into the open faster. And yeah, it's criminal. It's absolutely criminal.
It is criminal.
The other thing I was going to add when we're talking about cardiologists is I found out the other day, I didn't know this, but it's not surprising. In humans anyway, and I don't imagine that it's terribly different in the veterinary industry. It might be, but it seems to make sense. But in humans, cardiologists are the highest paid sector specialty that there is. So they don't want to find easy solutions or less invasive solutions or prevention or anything like that, because everybody's making so much money on stents and bypass surgeries and all that kind of stuff. There's no motivation to fix it.
Well, no. And we've seen what happens when you try to fix it.
You get ostracized and called a conspiracy theorist. And
yeah, but you just have to wait 6 months, 6 to 9 months. And then you'll find out.
It's more like now we're down to like 6 days.
It's like, well, that was wrong. Yeah. I know I was looking at, we do get some bad reviews when we start talking about vaccines. People don't want to hear about it. And we're like, hey, look, we're just giving you the information. You want to vaccinate? Yeah. That's fine. But I was thinking about my neighbors down the street, and they're not raw feeders, But, you know, they're big on vaccines, big on the dog vaccines. And what did the dog come down with? Well, he came down with a degenerative myelopathy, right? So an autoimmune disease, and his back end went out. And I'm pretty sure they took him in to have surgery. And I haven't seen him walking. I'm not sure.
You can't fix that.
I didn't think so either. But I was like, okay. And I get it if you're set on a certain narrative, but honestly, Neely, nobody looks at all the sides. Nobody's saying, well, what are the risks? Now, maybe, now I don't know that I would, I mean, you could ask that person that has suggested that you do this surgery, but if they're proponents of that narrative, they're probably not going to give you all the risk that somebody who is in the pet health industry like you and I, Dr. Judy and Dr. Judy Morgan and all of the people that are out there, we're going to give you a totally different
perspective
and research. You know, I will say there's a group of people that just takes a narrative, and then there's a group of people that said, well, let me do a little research. Let me dig, let me look and let me see, because I want the best for my pet. Right. And everybody wants the best for their pet. I'm not saying that they don't. But it's, you know, I just come back to this crazy stuff that we hear all the time, even coming from cardiologists where they're saying, well, we're going to put you on a what? A Hills heart prescription diet? There is not one. There's not one.
It doesn't make sense.
And you know what they may do, Neely, is they may give a synthetic taurine supplement, and then they'll say, along with whatever this prescription diet's going to be. And of course, maybe they're going to have some good, you know, markers there. I really don't know if it was a murmur. I don't know what it was, but we hear this kind of stuff coming in. And I just think that it's so difficult to help people understand there is not a better diet than a species appropriate diet. And a species appropriate diet is meat, bones, organ, fat at the minimum. Yeah, you can add in the tripe, add in, you know, some of the fruits and veggies, whatever you want to do there. But I'm sorry, there is no prescription diet that is ever going to be good for your dog.
Look at the ingredient label and compare it to just compare it to a regular bag of dog food. There's not any difference. The ingredients are the same.
Well, that's what I said. So, somebody the other day said they were feeding their dog Hills. And I said, why are you wasting your money? Just give them crap off the shelf.
Well, in the Hills, I mean, that's one of the poorest quality dog foods out there. Not only is it full of grains, but the grains that they use are from rejected livestock feed. So that's the stuff that they wouldn't even feed the cows because it was moldy or it was whatever, you know. The trucks that are refused for livestock feed go straight to Hills.
I see these poor parents get snookered constantly.
We've been so brainwashed to believe all this stuff, and people just they think they have to listen to quote unquote experts who have this degree and that degree and blah 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 blah. And it's like, well, what happened to your brain?
And the thing about it is, Neely, is that, you know, as Dr. Judy has said, and several other many vets that we've spoken to, that where they really get their education comes from those salespeople.
Right.
Their reps that come
true
in.
That's true in vet school too. I mean, why do you think so many vets come out recommending Hills? Because they were given free food all throughout school. They develop brand loyalty. Their marketing is just absolutely genius. That's how they made it. It's disgusting and disturbing, and it's really annoying that people don't even, you know. I mean, if you question something and you think about something and you still come to that conclusion, fine. But don't just go blindly follow what somebody else tells you to do. Listen to what people, different people have to say and think about it and see what makes sense. And then when you have questions, ask and look some of that stuff up yourself and see what makes sense.
Okay. I want to talk really quick on the same issue, Neely. Here's where a lot of people get bad advice. There is a site, it's called Breed Advisor. They have this dog food by breed. Okay, let's do a French bulldog.
Okay.
Is there a lot of people that do French bulldogs? Okay.
Yeah.
So in this page, it says, here are the best dog foods for French bulldogs. And we're going to pull up some of these ingredients. But the top pick, Neely, was Taste of the Wild. So let's just take a look at Taste of the Wild, as if breed really mattered when we're looking at a species appropriate diet. Well, would you look at this, Niels? This is kibble. This is kibble. Here's how they sell it. They said this pasture raised venison, small kibble for small breed dogs, is crafted with real meat as the number one ingredient and is high in protein, 32% to help support bones, joints, and lean muscles.
Well, you know that they have venison as the first ingredient because they do the ingredient splits, right?
Yeah. Okay. Tell everybody how we do ingredient split.
The ingredients are, they'll take, say there's corn in there. That corn may be in four or five different fractions with that many different names, right? So once you take all those different fractionated parts of that same ingredient and put it together, it way outweighs the ingredients that are actually good. Also, they may also do some of it dry weight and some of it are dry matter basis and some of it before it's been processed. So if they're taking the weight of the meat before it's been processed, it still has all the moisture in it. But if they, and then they take the weight of the grains and the other stuff by dry matter, then there's less. So there's all kinds of ways to cheat on the label.
So I just sent you over, I don't know if you got it, I just texted you over the long, long, extremely long ingredient list in this breed-specific food for our French bulldogs. Now, I will say this. We have a lot of Frenchies.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, you're looking at the ingredient list?
Uh-huh.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable. Pea protein, canola oil, garbanzo beans, peas. We got pea flour. You've got natural flavoring.
Oh my God.
I'm just pulling out the ones. Yeah. And then would you look at how many synthetic vitamins and minerals are in there?
Yeah, I see.
Okay. That, Neely, is just for a French bulldog breed. And why they say that this breed needs this, I don't know, other than that whoever put this website together must be getting spiffies, must be getting money off of selling this. This is actually when you click on it goes to Chewy. So I don't know how Chewy's works, but I've never seen anything on Chewy that's worth.
No, me neither.
Much. But let's go to another breed. That was just horrible. Let me just say, well, I would
what
never.
Is there, what if this is what this site like specializes in? What is their rationale for saying that different breeds need different food?
I don't know.
Or do they even present one?
Well, let me go over there and just click on that right now. It says breed guides, but when you click on breed guides, it just gives you all of these different breeds, and then you're supposed to click on that. They do have a drop-down menu that talk about breed price guides, behavior, health. Then they've got the nutrition button, which says dog food by breed, puppy food by breed, dog food by breed size. Ridiculous. Dog food.
So it's a scam.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a scam. They don't even present a rationale for saying different breeds need different food.
All right, so here's one that
there's not a legitimate one, but they don't even pretend to offer one.
So let's talk about this one that we know a lot about: arthritis in dogs. All right, so they're going to say, what is the best dog food for arthritis? Yeah. Well, let's just go right to Wellness Core grain-free food. Again, Neely, you wouldn't believe it. It's a kibble. Now, they do have a can. They do have a can that they're trying to promote to, you know, sell together. But let's just take a look at this ingredients list. Oh my gosh, it's probably got 75 ingredients.
oh my God.
This is just the craziest thing I've ever seen.
So people think about it. The reason that there's that many ingredients in there is when even if you start with appropriate high quality ingredients, even if you start there and then you put it through the process of making it into kibble, it comes out so void and empty of any nutritional value, they have to add all that stuff back in. So that's why there's so many ingredients in there. Processed all that stuff out of it. And so they have to, and all the things that are added back in, all those vitamins and minerals that you read, you think, oh, look, it's got all these good things in it. Those are all synthetic and it's from China.
Well, I think they're practicing on how to make manufactured, well, I guess we call it processed food for people as well. But I was like,
yeah, they're going to try to make us eat crickets. Good luck with that.
Right. Well, I'm looking in pet food industry and they're really starting to talk about it in the dog world. How can we increase the protein with the insects? Let me ask you about deer poop and elk poop. A lot of people freak out when their dogs eat that. I don't.
Why? It's just grass. Just recycled grass.
I mean,
don't let them eat a lot of it. It'll make them throw up, but you know, it's not going to hurt them.
Right. I'm like, okay, don't let them eat a bunch. Cause then if you have carpet and they go in and vomit on your carpet, it's really going to stink and you're going to be cussing them out.
If they eat too much, it'll definitely make them throw up. But I mean, it's just recycled grass.
So I'm comparing it to the elk poop and the deer poop and the goose poop and the kitty poop that a lot of dogs really like. They love to eat the poop, right? Maybe even their own poop. It's this mindset that if my dog will not eat this blend, it must be a bad batch or must be contaminated. And so I'm always thinking, well, why is it that a dog will eat vomit? They'll eat all those different types of poop. But they're not going to eat a USDA inspected, you know.
Well, people also think that real food is supposed to be sterile too, which is totally ridiculous. I mean, that's just ridiculous. Why do you want to eat something sterile?
What's the point?
Exactly.
I mean, exactly. Is it just to fill you up and then doesn't do really anything for you?
That, you know, there's all kinds of reasons that a dog won't eat something for one protein or another. And I you know, my dogs will eat anything, but and they always have been that way. All of them have always been that way. But they do have taste preferences, you know, just like people do. So they may just be, no, I don't really like this. Let's try something else. They may be, you know, how long have they been fed just that and not rotated? They may be bored. How long? I've talked to a couple people recently that, my dog just won't eat anymore. And I'm like, okay, well, how much are you feeding it? And they're feeding it like literally three times too much. I'm like, well, he's not hungry. That's why I won't eat it. Well, he'll eat, you know, ice cream and cheese. I'm like, well, yeah, of course he will eat ice cream and cheese. Come on now. I've noticed that I've had two that, you know, bigger breeds that are typically high energy, real active, you know, usually built relatively slim, you know, like a boxer or or a shepherd or something like that, you know. And they hit a certain age, and like 8, 9, 10 months, something like that, and they just all of a sudden quit eating and they won't eat anything. And it's like, well, you're feeding them too much and you're feeding them too often and you're doing anything to make them eat. So now they've figured out that if they don't eat what you put right in front of them, they can get you to give them something, you know, like a kid talking to you and to give them a candy bar or something. There's any number of reasons why they won't. So in those two cases, I told the people, okay, so drastically cut the amount that you're feeding them because it's way too much, and cut back on the number of times. You know, normally I would tell people don't go to once a day until, you know, they're close to a year or something like that. But if your dog's not going to eat, feed it once a day, and I guarantee you, it'll get hungry, and it'll start eating again. And then you got to get it out of that mindset, you know, of playing that game, because it turns into a game and a learned behavior beyond anything physiological. So you have to correct that mental part and then decide, you know, try to figure out if it, you know, if they really don't like that, or if they want something different, or if, you know, we need to tweak something or something like that. But a dog all of a sudden just stopping eating something that it's eaten fine for a while, you know, in the past, really, it could mean anything. But I would say that probably the absolute least likely thing that it means is if there's anything wrong with the food.
I want our pet parents to be really well educated on everything that's going on that could be causing problems with the ears. All right.
Ear infections are vaccine damage. I say that about everything, but it's because it's true. So UTIs and ear infections and all that kind of goopy stuff is started off. And it doesn't even, some dogs may not even be vaccinated. It may be from generation before. It's just miasms left over from previous generations. But it confuses the immune system so much that anything, well, and turkey's usually pretty innocuous. Very good one to start with, and good for puppies and all that kind of stuff. So there's always going to be something else that's contributing to it, like you said, the environmental stuff or whatever. But most generally, within a month, there would have been vaccines or heartworm prevention, or some sort of quote unquote preventative intervention of some sort. Harvey, I have all kinds of trouble with Harvey's ears when he gets chicken, and he only had one 3-way puppy shot at the breeder's, the only thing he's ever had. And if he gets chicken, his ears turn blood red, swell up, get goopy, get that whole elephantitis stuff. And a corgi with ears like that is pretty, it's pretty sad. So, but it's from that one puppy shot.
Now, in case people haven't heard us talk about this before, let's explain why chicken and vaccines have a correlation.
So for one, chicken is energetically warming. It's very it can be very inflammatory because it's really high in omega-6s and really low in omega-3s. And a lot of vaccines are cultured on chicken medium. So when, and there's no way to get that stuff out. So when the vaccines are given, there's chicken protein in them, and when the immune system gets artificially alerted and confused and thrown into total chaos, it sees that chicken protein is like, oh my god, and so now you have a dog that's intolerant or sensitive to chicken. most dogs that have been vaccinated have some sort of sensitivity to chicken, some worse than others. I've had lots of dogs that did totally fine on chicken. I mean, that's what I did in the beginning when I first, 20 however many years ago, when I first started feeding raw. But if you're having a problem like that, that would be the first thing to look for. The first thing to take out would be the chicken.
And chicken and turkey, not the same.
Definitely not the same.
They look like each other, but they're different.
Okay. Yeah. Turkey is leaner, and it's not as inflammatory, and it's usually not as triggering as chicken is. It's not as unbalanced either.
If you have ear issues, there's other things, guys, that are going to feed yeast, all right, or that are going to cause dog ear infections. Any processed kibble, it's going to worsen that issue because it's going to cause yeast, right? Carbohydrates,
they treats.
Poor treats. Let's say that you've gone to the traditional vet and they have decided that they're going to do a round of antibiotics just in case. In case there's some sort of ear infection, we're going to do antibiotics. Well, antibiotics and anti-allergy drugs destroy the good and the bad bacteria.
Then you're totally screwed when you do that. You're in a vicious cycle at that point, and it's a whole lot harder to put everything back together once you do that.
Yeah, because if you go in and you say my dog has allergies, because we just love that word, allergies, then they're going to put you on an immune suppressing drug, Cytopoint, Apoquil, and those make your dog more susceptible to yeast overgrowth. So now we're just asking for trouble.
And once the action wears off, everything comes back with a vengeance and you have to go back at it even harder.
Also, well, you just mentioned heavy metals. So what are heavy metals? Where do you get heavy metals and how do those get into your dogs? Because you're giving them to them every month. You're either doing flea and tick prevention or, some type of vaccine. It could be coming from cleaning products in your house as well. But you want to make sure that we're getting that gut in a good position. And we can't do that, guys, if we're putting heavy metals into the body, we're giving them, antibiotics, immune suppressing drugs. Now, I'm not saying that. Well, let me ask you this question. If you had a dog, Neely, that was tearing their skin up, would you be willing to do 1 month of a Cytopoint injection while you are changing other things?
No.
Okay. And why?
Because you're trading a short-term, I'm not even going to say solution, but you're trading something short term for something exponentially worse in the long term. There's two aspects of that. I got to give my dog some relief and I got to get it to quit scratching because it's driving me crazy in the middle of the night scratching. So I get it.
Here's a couple of things, you guys, that you can do. And one thing you must do if your dog has a yeast problem, whether it's in their, growing area, the places that, you're going to see sweat, like under their armpits, around their neck, if there are dogs that, have a lot of skin. But you got to get all processed foods out of your dog's diet. Carbs and sugar, the yeast thrives on that. You're not going to get rid of the yeast if you're going to feed the yeast. Okay. So you've really got to get rid of all the processed foods. And I would say at that point, you want to stay away from any starchy vegetables. You want to add some foods in that, that help fight yeast. Okay. And you can do this very easily. Probiotics. I've got three amazing probiotics that are on the website. You've got Phytos, Flora, Love Bugs, and Protect, all three of those. And I would say rotate those. And people ask me, how do you rotate them? Go through a jar, maybe you get two and you alternate back and forth. You want to add some omega-3 fatty acids to lower overall inflammation in the body. How do you do that? You can feed real fish or you can get potency or green-lipped mussel. These are great green-lipped mussel oil and the algae oil, the potency, amazing. So you can add those into your dog's food. Digestive enzymes. That's another great one, guys. They break down the biofilms and the fiber that form a protective shell around the yeast. All right. So you can get some digestive enzymes. I've got Digest. Healthy Gut is also going to have the digestive enzymes in there. All right. So those are some great, great things to help your dog get over yeast infections. We so appreciate you coming over and listening to the Raw Dog Food Truth. We hope that we're going to be able to get Neely back. She had to run really quick. If you have any questions, you can email us here. You can say, this is for Neely. This is for Dr. Judy Jasek. It's for Dee Dee. But also remember, you have the option to work with Neely on a one-to-one basis. And she's very thorough. She'll go over what are you feeding? How much are you feeding? What are your supplements? What are the issues? What are the medications? What's going on with your dog? You can find her in the Learning Center on our experts page. And you do get $25 off of her consultation just by coming through the Raw Dog Food website. All right, get your dog on a species appropriate diet. Avoid that yeasty beast in your dog this season. Go to rawdogfoodandco.com where your pet's health is our business and we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com where friends don't let friends feed kibble and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.